South Africa's crime statistics paint a grim reality, one that many residents, particularly those in Cape Flats communities, know all too well. Gang violence, gun crime, and mafia-style extortion continue to hold communities hostage, infiltrating nearly every sector of the economy. As President Cyril Ramaphosa prepares to deliver his first State of the Nation address since the formation of the Government of National Unity, many are calling on him to take a decisive and efficient step to combat the ongoing crime epidemic. VOC News took to the streets to ask residents, has the country lost the war on crime? And are we just all hopeless victims?
Yes, I do think that our country has lost the war with this crime. There's been so much cases of murder and rape and injustice done to many families that have suffered, have been victims of this crime in this country. And not much has been done about it. The government has not implemented strategies and focus to fix these issues, these socio-economic factors that's affecting people in that area. So I think that we are filled the community in such. There's not been much done. Many families that have suffered, many families, the victims of families have not got any justice towards what has been happened to them regarding murder or rape or gender-based violence.
As a mother of a one-year-old son, I'm deeply concerned about the state of crime in our country. To be honest, I feel like we've lost the war on crime. Just last week, I witnessed a child almost being taken from his mother on a train on my way to work. And it was as if nobody noticed the kid. There was no news coverage or outreach. No outreach. It's heartbreaking. And personally, I've experienced the trauma of living in a violent area. Even in my own home, I don't feel safe. Just recently, I started a new job, and on my way home, I was almost caught in a crossfire. A man pointed a gun at people, and a lady walking by would have been harmed if the gun hadn't jammed. It's terrifying. We need to acknowledge that crime is out of control, and we're all just trying to survive.
I don't think we're all just hopeless victims. The system as it stands, we can't take things into our own hands, obviously by fighting back, because you know someone's in your house and you shoot them, you're accused of murder, which I find quite ridiculous. I think the duty we do have is to make a bigger fuss of it, to take it to maybe protest, peaceful protest, or even, protest about it and make it more heard. But I think people also demoralize because whenever you bring it up, the government doesn't really do much about it. And they always promise these things and don't deliver it. We need the state to help change that because we can't do it ourselves.
South Africa's war on crime is lost due to corruption, inadequate policing, and socioeconomic disparity. The trust in law enforcement is non-existent, and crime prevention initiatives are not working, it's ineffective. So citizens then feel helpless and the cycle of violence perpetuates. So hopelessness prevails as crime continues to escalate.
In South Africa, it's a reality. It's a lived experience of many people that there is just crime everywhere and you can do your best to, run away from it and to not experience it. Of course, if you have the means, for people who live in affluent areas, for people who have electric fences and high fences, perhaps they can, sort of run away from it. But, when you live on the outskirts of the city, then yes, you are a hopeless victim. You are essentially just a sitting duck waiting for something to happen and hoping that it doesn't.
Crime in South Africa remains a serious, serious challenge with high rates of violent crime, corruption, organized criminal activity, which are often exacerbated by issues like poverty, unemployment, and the strained resources that our law enforcement have to work with every day. So while the government has struggled to contain crime effectively, in my opinion, declaring the war on crime lost would be an oversimplification, purely because there are still efforts being made through things like policy reforms, specialized crime fighting units like the AGU, and community policing initiatives. However, many, many, many citizens feel disillusioned due to the persistent crime levels and inadequate justice reinforcement. South Africans, we are special. We are far from hopeless victims. Many, many communities take proactive steps through neighbor watches, private security, and advocacy for stronger governments, showing not only resilience, but also determination to improve safety.
The idea of war itself implies that there are two sides of conflict. And in this case, what would exactly be the sides that we are pertaining to? Would it be the poor versus middle class or those committing a crime? But even so, if those people committing the crime, they might be victims in their own right because of systematic racism from the times of apartheid, and now because of that, displaced and immersed in a lifestyle of poverty. So in that case, would it really be the war on crime being lost rather ever since apartheid? You know, our people have been constantly losing.
These frustrations are not unfounded. The Cape Flats has been a battleground for gang violence for decades, with residents living in constant fear, extortion rackets having crippled small businesses, and the perception that criminals operate with impunity is growing. Anti-crime activist Zona Morton says the situation on crime in the country has reached a point of no return.
My opinion on the status of crime in South Africa as a human rights defender and as a crime fighter, we have lost the war. We face situations where elderly are going for a walk and being attacked with pangas, bystanders too afraid to intervene, going to and from work, our children going to and from school, being subject to gang fights, stone throwing, reckless shooting, back and forth. We cannot win the war on crime if we continue to support a lawless society. Our call on the president is to make a decisive decision to bring in the army, implement poker, get rid of the merchants, the drug dealers, the families that benefit from crimes against women and children, get rid of police officers that are assaulting women at a police station without punitive measures being put in place. We are sitting ducks in this country waiting for the next innocent person to be killed.
Meanwhile, Gun Free South Africa's incoming director, Dr. Stanley Mapuza, says that South Africa has not completely lost the war on crime, but we are at a dangerous crossroads.
Guns have become a key driver of violence, turning everyday spaces, homes, schools, and communities into battlegrounds. The reality is that where there are more guns, there is more crime, there is more fear, and more death. But we are not hopeless victims. We have the power as South Africans to demand for change. First of all, we need to expand gun-free zones, build community resilience, and educate people about the dangers of firearms. Because a gun in the wrong hands, whether it's a legal one or an illegal one, can take a life in a split of seconds. It's therefore time for government to take decisive action to stop illegal gun flows, to properly enforce the Firearm Control Act of 2000, and also amend this law so as to close those loopholes and be able then to implement this law effectively. When gun controls were strengthened in 2000, when the act was promulgated, South Africa's gun death halved from 34 people who were shot dead a day to 18 a day. 10 years later. Just imagine if we halved the current number of 33 people that are shot a day. What a milestone. South Africans deserve safety, not fear. The question that I have is, will our leaders act to save the 12,500 people who will be shot dead in 2025 if action is not taken?
AB Isaacs from the Cape Flats Safety Forum says they are hopeful that the president uses tonight's address to make a meaningful stand against violence and crime.
We hope that the president of the Republic of South Africa with the SONA 2025 would clearly illustrate to South Africans that he's committed to reducing crime by spending more time and allocating more budgets specifically to deal with the notion around crime. And with specific reference to urban terror that has been plaguing the Cape Flats for the past few months, and specifically with the current escalation that has been happening within and around the Cape Flats. So we are calling on the President of the Republic of South Africa to apply his mind as he addressed the nation and look at have a clear reality check. Are we winning the war on crime? And our answer as the Cape Flats Safety Forum is easily no.
Furthermore, Dr. Llewellyn McMaster, the chairperson of the Cape Crime Crisis Coalition, says that the lived experiences of South Africans living in the most poor communities reveal whether the government truly has a grip on crime or not.
There is a sense that we are busy losing the war. And I know that may not be the view of SAPS or the Ministry of Police, because they are using stats and, shall we say, specific interpretation of the stats to paint a particular picture that they have things under control. But people on the ground will say, most definitely, we have lost, or at least we are losing, the war on crime. Because the lived experience of people is that they feel very unsafe, not only outside on the streets, but also in their homes, in their communities, even on the road, in shopping centers, public spaces. People are living in fear because it seems as if criminals have lost their respect and fear for the police. I mean, just take the cases where they very recently gunned down a gang leader almost on the doorsteps of the police station. What about the courts? Sometimes you have shootouts at some of our courts. So it gives us a sense that criminals have decided they can do whatever they want, wherever they want. So I think there is definitely a lack of integrated multidisciplinary plan with short, medium and long-term goals to combat crime. And this plan, of course, should include more than one department, not just the police. Are we all just hopeless victims? No. There's a resilience in our communities over all these decades, almost centuries, of facing socioeconomic challenges, and they survive. And most people in our communities are not criminals. And that is why the Cape Crime Crisis Coalition has as its goal to unite all the different forces, to coordinate our programs of action, to get community organizations and community activists to work together so that we, from our side as communities, can do our bit.
With the president just hours away from delivering his address, many South Africans are hopeful that he will outline a clear and effective strategy to address this crisis. But will his words actually translate into real change? For now, communities remain on edge, caught in a cycle of violence with no end in sight. Whether South Africa has truly lost the war on crime is a question only time and action will answer. For VOC News, I am Rahima McLean.